This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Afghanistan's election commission today had welcome news for President Ashraf Ghani. He appears headed for a second five-year term in office. In preliminary results, 2 months late in coming, the commission said Ghani got almost 51% of the late September vote, well ahead of the second-place finisher Abdullah Abdullah. He won about 40% of the 1.9 million votes cast. Abdullah's office says he does not accept the results and charged that the commission failed to deal with election fraud. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he is sorry for being away while the country was beset with worsening brushfires. Morrison is back in Australia now, and Phil Mercer has a report for VOA from Sydney.
As the fires raged across the country, Morrison was on vacation in the United States. He was criticised for leaving the country during a crisis. He's apologised, but is defending his government's climate policies.
Emissions per year today, under our government, are on average 50 million tonnes a year less than they were under the previous government.
Morrison has visited the Rural Fire Service headquarters in Sydney and was briefed about the emergency in New South Wales, where more than 100 fires burn. Conditions Sunday have eased, allowing fire crews to prepare for more dangerous days in the weeks ahead. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
North Korea's official state news agency says Kim Jong-un has met with his top military officials to discuss boosting the country's armed readiness. This amid heightened concern the North may return to a confrontation stance with the United States. Kim has set a year-end deadline for the U.S. to change what he says is a policy of hostility toward Pyongyang. And he warned he is ready to provide Washington with a Christmas gift, widely expected to be a ballistic missile test. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Boeing